Locker room chats continue here on KMZA. Heading back into the Twin Valley League and an opportunity to talk with Craig Boswell, the girls basketball coach at Onega. They get Wetmore to start the season coming up on Thursday night. That's a ball game you can hear on 92.1 at KMZA. But Coach, thanks again for joining us here. I kind of want to go back to last season, 5-14, something you mentioned to us when we were putting together our courtside guide, that you believe, last season your team, took a step in the right direction and, was competitive night in and night out. Do you truly believe that way? I mean, in terms of, taking the right step, and how's that kind of transitioned into the preparation for this season?
We took the right step forward. There was a handful of games last year that we lost by, 4 points or less. But, I think overall, we have a good group of young players that seen the older girls last year, how they played very hard and played fast. And I do think that's going to carry over this year. But we just lack a little bit of experience, and hopefully these girls can kind of get fired up for the first game.
Yeah. Kinsey Schwartz, obviously you're hoping to get her back maybe later on in the season. Second team all league last year. Eva Krohn, junior, returning starter for you, going to have to fill the role, seems like, at least early on. She's going to be maybe that leader to look to for some of these younger girls who are going to have to step in and play right away.
Yeah, she's been doing a very good job in practice, being a lot more vocal. Because last year, we had a bunch of seniors, and Kinsey, they were more of the vocal, but she's happened to step up big time, and she's helping the younger girls get in the right spots and really starting to push these younger girls in the right direction. And I'm kind of hoping that her leadership will be very very positive throughout the entire year.
It's a fairly young roster, and you're going to have some freshmen, stepping in, contributing right away. Bridget Campbell, Jaden Abbott, Delaney Figge are some of the ones to expect maybe to provide some quality minutes. How are the freshmen kind of adjusting to, varsity practices and kind of the preparation for another game?
A lot of information being jammed in just a couple of weeks, and the pace of the camp has completely changed since middle school. So they're doing a pretty good job. We're going to kind of see where they're at after the first game and what we need to work on afterward. But for the most part, they've been doing a very good job, positive. They're being very coachable, and I'm excited to see where they're at against a team that I feel like might be a good matchup our first game.
What's your early assessment on the Twin Valley League? It's always deep year in and year out. You look at the Hanovers, the Valley Heights, teams that make runs each and every year, in the state tournaments and whatnot. But, what's, I guess, an early assessment from you on how challenging the Twin Valley League can be this year?
Yeah, like I said last year, TPL, the league is one of the best in state. We always have contenders or teams that are contending for state titles, it seems like, every year. And hopefully that we can kind of compete with some of those top teams and hopefully learn from them as well, kind of like what we need to do to get better. And I'm kind of looking forward to hopefully competing against them, and hopefully we can have an upset sometime during the year.
All right, it starts with a trip to Wetmore on Thursday night, a game you can hear on KMZA. What's the early scouting report on the Cardinals, and what are your expectations for your team's first game?
Well, Wetmore ended their season really well. They had a lot of seniors last year, and our big concern will probably be the all-league returner. I think Strothman is her name. She's very talented, skillful. She's obviously going to be their main player, and they have a new coach, so I really don't know quite what to expect yet, but I'm pretty sure she's going to have her hands on the ball all night, so we're going to kind of focus on her and try to play hard and fast.
That's Onega girls basketball coach Craig Boswell joining us here on our Locker Room Chats tonight, presented by Community Healthcare System, MainStar Trust, and Blue Valley Technologies. Again, Thursday night, it is Onega at Wetmore. Contest you can hear on KMZA. It's an early start time, 5 o'clock for the girls, followed by the boys' contest after that. Coach, we appreciate it very much. We'll see you at Wetmore for the game Thursday night, and we'll do it the same time next week. We appreciate it.
All right. Thanks, Brandon.